Well, hello, cats and kittens. No, I'm not going to do it.
Oh, no. Oh, Carol. She's part of the family now, though, you know?
I know. Yes, but like I said, I've said this before, I think that us gays should get trades, and I would like to trade my Carol Baskin LGBTQ plus card for something else. Just anybody else I'll take.
Yeah, no, because then if you say that, then Mike Pence will finally come out and then we'll have to take him because you already turned in your Carol Baskin card. I feel like Carol's just kooky and funny and weird enough. We can keep her until, right? Like let's at least get through the election results. So, because I think Pence is going to have a meltdown if they lose and he'll be like, fine, yes, I'm gay. Like, let's do this, you know?
No, you're right. It's a good strategy to keep your gay cards mm-hmm. close to your chest.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, agreed.
Well, this is a special show. We have a bit of an announcement to make, an announcement that we didn't necessarily want to make, but it's something that we kind of knew was on the horizon. If you have been listening to this show since the beginning of Drop the Subject, even before it was called Drop the Subject, it was called No Things Considered.
Oh.
And we had to change the name because somebody in like Idaho who was a big Trump supporter had a show called No Things Considered
and
threatened to sue us. So we changed it to Drop the Subject, which is a little nod to my time up in the Bay Area. A guy who used to be on our show up there named Patrick. He had a huge tantrum on the air one time because there was a very personal story about his mom that we continued to prod him about, and he had a temper tantrum and screamed, drop the subject.
Love it.
And so it just became a soundbite up there, and the title of the show down here. I was on the airwaves with Kevin Kline, who, if you know me from up in the Bay Area, you'll know his voice very well. I've been sort of reunited with him on the airwaves of K-Rock and some other stations up in the Bay Area again, in Kansas City and Dallas, which has been very exciting. Then we had Jarrett, who was fantastic. We had more of a political voice on the show, which was fantastic. We got a lot accomplished when Jarrett was here. We were in the middle of planning Corn Con and all kinds of other things, which was supposed to happen, I think, today.
Oh, really?
So, nice. I mean, it was supposed to happen before the next Halloween. Then Jarrett just, he couldn't do it anymore. He was taking some other opportunities and he wanted to do more content creation on his own, which was great. I'm very happy for him. And then my next victim was you, James Simmons, who became a doctor during the show.
I mean,
you have had a lot of milestones that you've hit since the time that we've been on together. And since the short time that we've been on together, we've learned so much about each other. We have had a blast. Of course, it's been weird since we've been at home for a lot of it, which was something that obviously we didn't want. It would have been great to be in the studio even doing this now. But unfortunately, today is going to be the last Drop the Subject. And we're going to have a blast. It's going to be fantastic. We are going to hear from a few people, that familiar voices that you may have not heard in a while. So it's going to be a little bit of a trip down memory lane. We do have to talk about James's Price is Right experience because that happened this week. And you probably heard some previous highlights earlier in the week. So this is kind of our first time catching up this week. So we aren't just going to say goodbye and be sad, but it just got to the point where I was juggling a lot. You, James, are juggling a lot. You've got a full-time job. You are a first responder. You're saving lives. You're helping people. And as much as we want to be doing this every single day, and this has nothing to do with our boss hating us or trying to get rid of us or anything like that.
No, not at all.
Surprisingly, I'm not being fired again.
Congratulations. How does it feel, Allie, to leave a job voluntarily?
It feels good.
But it's just, you know, we got to the point where we wanted to put 110% into the show. And if we couldn't do that, we felt like we were doing you a disservice.
And so I think that's really the biggest point, Allie. And I don't have much else to say because you've really encapsulated this so much. And this is, you've been here from the beginning. And this is, I know I've been a part of the show the last few months, but this is really your goodbye. But I want the listeners to know that part of our decision to not continue with the show was because we value you so much and what you think and your time and the energy that you've put into this. And if we can't match and succeed that energy and that love and everything you've given to us, it's a disservice to you, right? And so absolutely. it would be selfish of us to say, oh, let's just half-ass this show just for the sake of having it rather than delivering something really quality for y'all. So, you know, I just want to make sure that the listeners, that y'all know this.
Absolutely. And well said. And we are going to have fun today. So it's not going to be sad times. Don't worry. We've got more Drop the Subject on the way. We're going to hear from some people that you have probably heard before. And it'll be nice to see them and hear them and talk to them again. So don't go anywhere. The finale of Drop the Subject continues after this.
Drop the Subject, the new Channel Q.
And welcome back to Drop the Subject with Ali and Dr. James Simmons. We have another caller on the line. Hello, who's this?
Oh my God. It's your bye guy, Clayton Ferris.
Bye guy, it's Clayton. How the hell are you? Have you come to bid us adieu?
I have come to bid you adieu. I'm sorry you got canceled. What did you say this time?
Oh, Allie Johnson. Actually, I was going to blame it on COVID, not Allie, but it's pretty much Allie's fault.
No. You know, there are so many things that I have said in the past that could have gotten me and the entire show fired. But alas, this is actually of our own doing. We are not able to do the show anymore. So we are leaving out of our own accord. So if you want a job, Clayton, have at it.
Oh, you know, I was there for a while. Channel Q never really wanted me there. They just felt like they had to include a bisexual person.
You could only give us half of yourself. 50% yeah. Won't cut it, Clayton.
Exactly.
Clayton, do you have any other thrup dates? What the hell have you been up to since we last talked to you on the air? I mean, we used to have you every Friday for Friday by Day, which was a good time. And usually you always had some kind of a thrilling romance or bromance that was stewing in the pot. What's going on now?
Yeah, I mean, you know, that's the thing about relationships, no matter if they're with men or women or anyone in between. Once you're in one for over a year, your life sucks and it's boring.
Well, I don't know if you caught up on everything, James. When we had Clayton on, he was he had a thruple that he was in, and then now he's been in a relationship with a woman for, I didn't realize it's been a year now. And this is not an open relationship. This is a close-up shop situation.
It's still open, but it's like, it's not like when you're just in that kind of like the monogamy boringness of something, the openness is hard to find, especially in a pandemic. Like, what am I going to do? How do you go? You can't date other people because if you do, you might kill your primary.
Right. Right. That is the risk that you run into.
I mean, honestly, I had so much fun on this show, and Channel Q is awesome, and I hope that they thrive, but I know y'all are both on to good things, big things, and that's exciting.
Yes, thank you, Clayton. We're glad that you called in to say goodbye, and it's always been a pleasure having you on the show, and if you want to hire Clayton Ferris for cameos, please have at it.
All right, love you guys.
Bye.
Bye, guys. Bye, Clayton.
Man, it's always nice to hear from people. I can't believe all these people are coming out of the woodwork. And it looks like, Jesse, we have another person that is joining this goodbye Zoom. And who is this?
Hello, it's Char Jocelle.
Char! Oh, Char in the car. Gosh.
Char in the car.
Char is in the car. Char just got back from a workout. So we're going to talk in Char's parking garage so that my internet doesn't sink and mess up the call.
Okay. You're always living your life. How the hell have you been? We haven't seen. I mean, I know that you came in and covered for me while I took a few days off a while back, but I haven't seen you in a hot minute.
I've been fairly well, you know, as I guess as good as I'm going to get in 2020. Well, I'm not going to say that because 2020 isn't over. But I've been stable. That's what I'll say.
Hey, that's a big sense of accomplishment for a lot of people this year. And you are, of course, missed on the airwaves of Channel Q. I'm sure you will return eventually. It's been a crazy year for so many people. And, you know, it's been such a pleasure working with you on the air and off the air and getting to know you. It's just been fantastic, the conversations that we've had. And even though this show dropped, the subject won't continue, there's always space for you at Channel Q. And we love having you on.
Oh, thank you so much for that, Allie. I really, really appreciate it. And it's been, actually been a joy to work alongside both you and James and Jarrett, you know, the OG.
Yeah.
The OG, right.
For the year and some change that I was able to fill in. It's sad. How are you all feeling now that this is like the end? How are you all feeling?
We're not thinking the end. We're just sort of saying, like, you know, what did they say in Winnie the Pooh? Bye for now. Right?
Ta-ta for now. TTFN.
TTFN. Ta-ta for now. You know, it's tough, Char. It's not even bittersweet today. It's just bitter, right? Like, we love our listeners. We love the fans of the show. We love the people who love the station. And you know we're going to cross paths. And you know we have to keep this thing going for sure. And best of luck to you and everything that you are doing as well, sweetheart.
Thank you. And congratulations on your run for this great show. The 10 a.m. slot. Oh, my God.
I know. R.I.P. Bye, Char. Thank you.
Bye. Take care.
Drop the Subject, the new Channel Q.
Welcome back to Drop the Subject, Allie and James. And, oh, our good buddy joining us from Miami, Jason Carter, is here to break down things entertainment this week. And Jason, you know, after all these weeks and all this time having you on the show, educating us, Allie and I still don't know squat about what's going on in the entertainment world. So for one last time, your swan song. Why don't you just take it away, Jason? What the hell is going on in the world of entertainment?
The world of entertainment. So a conversation that people are still having, even though this is kind of like, you know, is Mariah Carey, right? You know, I'm a huge Mariah Carey fan, and just the revelations that have come to the forefront have been unearthed about her memoir that just came out called The Meaning of Mariah Carey, have people like jaws on the floor, wondering, who is this woman? Because
What did she say?
I know. What'd she say? Tell us all of it.
Well, okay. First of all, I always thought she was asexual. Even though she does have kids, I could never sexualize Mariah Carey. But in the memoir, she goes into detail about her love affair with Derek Jeter. And you always wondered, like, you know, does Mariah Carey, is she a freak? And she doesn't go into how freaky she is in the book, but a lot of things she talks about, like the song she wrote from their torrid love on a roof called The Roof from her 1997 album Butterfly, and the way he kissed her, and then how she wanted to make breakfast for him the night after they were first consummated their relationship. You're just like, oh my gosh, Mariah, you do have urges and sexual desires. And I don't say that with shade. It's just much like Janet or even Beyonce, you really don't sexualize these pop stars. And they have children, so you know they get freaky deaky, but you still keep them in this guise and see them through this lens of music or whatever medium that they have come to superstardom in. For me, Mariah Carey was always The Voice. She was always, is she white? Is she black? We don't know. And in this book, she sheds light on all of that as well. So it's just been revelation after revelation. And then that Oprah interview was like, okay, what's going on? Apparently, she doesn't like her mom, she doesn't like her sister, and she doesn't like her brother.
Mariah Carey doesn't?
Does not. Mimi does not. Or that's what she hints to. She doesn't come out and say that, but she does say that there is tension and there were issues and there still are issues within her family with her siblings and her mother.
Hey, you know, if you have a bad relationship with your family member, like your daughter or your niece or whoever, and then they become a multimillionaire, just make amends. Just even if you don't mean it, just work it all out. You know, right. It's just, that's got to be a hell of a grudge at this point.
So for those who haven't read the book, it's called The Meaning of Mariah Carey. And she talks about her older sister, Allison, pretty much was trying to pimp her out and drugged her with the Valium and tried to have her snort a pinky of cocaine. Yes.
Oh my God. You know, I'm I do actually want to read this book, because when I saw Mariah Carey for free because I went on, as a guest on the Ellen Show, and she was the guest, and then they gave everybody tickets to her residency in Vegas, and she was fantastic. But there were all, you could tell there was stuff. Like every time she was about to sing a song, she would talk about how this person didn't believe in her. And then she got in a fight with this person about this song. And like, it just seemed like there was a lot of drama going on. And I was like, man, seems like there's some things to unpack here. So when the book got announced, I was like, I wonder if she's really gonna dive into stuff or if she's just gonna be like, this is why I'm still amazing. And it seems like she's really diving in.
I think she does. In a recent article with The Guardian, they ask about her being high maintenance. And she says, fuck yeah. Quote, I'm sorry, boot that out. But she says, yes.
You get one last one, Jason.
She says, F yes, I'm high maintenance. I've worked long enough to be high maintenance. Why wouldn't I be? And also, I was always high maintenance. I just didn't have the money and the resources to live in the maintenance that I wanted to live in, which was like, what? But actually listening to the audiobook, which is even more joyous and incredible because she sings a lot of the lyrics of the songs that were referenced in her life that she wrote songs for. It's incredible. This is probably one of the best reads I have ever had the joy of reading. Not because I'm a hyper psycho fan, but because when you've followed someone your whole life and their music has meant so much to you and you've had questions and you've had inkling, not only does it reaffirm everything you already knew but just didn't believe for yourself, but it also sheds light and gives a whole new layer to someone who didn't get a fair shake. Yeah, she's successful. One of the best-selling solo artists of all time. 5 Grammys, 220 million albums sold, blah, 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 Mariah. But we always got caught up in the campy diva-ness of who she is and not all the gifts of songwriting and music and just vocabulary that's otherworldly that she has to offer. So Allie, pick it up. You will not be disappointed.
Okay, I think I will. Jason Carter, we've always loved having you on the show. You're fantastic. You've been our pop culture expert. And you can check out Jason Unleashed, which is that's weekly, right?
It's daily. Weekly, eternally. Allie, depends on what I'm smoking this week because some weeks it's a struggle. But yes, it's daily on my Instagram at Jason Carter Official.
Okay, great. Follow at Jason Carter Official. And Jason, it's been such a pleasure to be continued.
We love you.
It's been a pleasure to be here with you guys too. And all the best, you guys. So talented, so kind, so wonderful. The industry needs more people like Allie and Dr. James Q. Simmons in the world.
All right, we gotta go.
Drop the subject. The new Channel Q.
Welcome back to the series finale of Drop the Subject. Yes, I know it is a cheerful one. As far as finales go, I'm not going to say that there was this big expectation of it being fantastic or that everyone's, you know, said it, you're setting yourself up for a horrible, disappointing failure. We really never, there was no anticipation for this. So there's really no expectation, which kind of feels nice, doesn't it?
It does. We definitely did not go the Game of Thrones route, right? Like we did not be like, okay, the finale.
Like a 2-year buildup.
Right. For like 8 years is coming. Like who wins the game, right? No, that we went the opposite route of like, oh, hey guys, we love you. Bye.
Yeah. And now it's winter. We didn't even tell you that winter was coming. Right.
Winter is here. It is here. And
it's basically here.
I know. And we do have some favorite, you guys have been hearing a lot of super fun of some of our favorites, Allie. But what was one of, you have a favorite, I think? Is this...
Yeah, so something that we decided to do during the show today was just to share one segment each that stood out for each other. And mine for you was when I, is what we're about to hear. And it was when you first got to the airwaves of Channel Q, aside from, you know, chiming in on with AJ and Michaela and with Let's Go There and with AJ and Michaela too when AJ was around. And so this was one of our first moments on the air together, and it is the Nice Package story. When we were talking about things getting delivered while on Zoom calls, this was just when Zoom and all that stuff was just starting. Uh-huh. And we were making jokes about how people aren't wearing pants anymore. And you had a specific story of this happening to you pre-COVID. This, ladies and gentlemen, and all humans, is the Nice Package story.
Tip Tuesday. Enjoy. Some of the more effective ways to work from home so that, you know, you don't get 3 months into it and feel like a pile of trash.
Correct.
Hot garbage.
No offense to garbage.
No offense to hot garbage. You are hot.
You're so hot. You know what else is hot? Actually, when you're working from home, talking to other people.
Yeah, that's next on the list.
Yeah.
Making a point to actually talk to other people because you can go into agoraphobe mode where I remember when I was doing it, there were several days that went by before I was like, I haven't left the house.
Right. Or seen another human being other than my wife.
Other than like Kristen Bell, because I've been watching The Good Place.
You were not watching The Good Place. You were working diligently, mm-hmm. very hard, which actually is one of the other from this list of about be present with your presence. So yes, working from home sort of allows us to do a little laundry, like do the dishes, like kind of keep up with things. But also if your organization has like instant messaging or something like that, turn it on and respond to it. If people want to have FaceTime meetings or let you know, use the camera for meetings, use the camera for meetings. Like don't completely hide just because you're working from home and just because you can.
And when you're doing those virtual meetings, you don't need to wear pants, but you do need to wear a top.
FYI.
I don't know how many people in those virtual calls are not wearing pants. I'm going to go ahead and say it's 100%.
What? So, virtual funny pants story. I was about to jump in the shower, and I remembered I had a teleconference, like a video call with someone from school for about my doctoral program. So I grabbed like a dress shirt from the closet. I threw it over me and sat down.
Yeah.
We had a meeting for a good 45 minutes or an hour, right?
With and so no pants on?
I had, like, not even just underwear. Like, I had no pants on, right? Bare ass on my dining room table, right? Like, whatever. So then the delivery guy shows up, and it's been long enough that I don't remember that I don't have pants on.
And you open the door and so with I no pants get up, on?
I walk to the front door, and all I have on is a dress shirt a la, like, Tom Cruise and whatever, except no white underwear, just pin aisle, just hanging out there for the delivery guy to see.
I know I've seen this video before on Pornhub.
That's how it started.
That's how the channel started.
Oh my.
Bait package. Right?
I didn't become a social media influencer from talking about health. We'll just put it that way. No, I'm kidding.
Unbelievable. Is that funny? No pants, no problem.
I also left the shower running for the entire time. No. That's how late I was. I just like ran out, threw on shirt, bare butt down, delivery guy saw the bathroom, like our water bill was like $400. That mother's horrible.
Oh my God. The image of you with your bare ass on that chair.
The perks of
working
from home.
Your doctorate program and then accepting a package from a very unsuspecting UPS delivery man woman.
He was getting a package too.
Drop the Subject, the new Channel Q.
Welcome back to Drop the Subject with Allie and James. It is, for now, the final episode of Drop the Subject. It is our swan song as it goes. But we are not going away permanently. We're going to try and find a way to crowbar our voices onto Channel Q airwaves. But people have been calling in to say hi, people from shows past. And I would say the person on the phone that we have now is we get the most questions about where the hell she went. Producer Emmy is on. Hi, Emmy.
Hello, hello. Don't worry, guys. I'm not dead. I'm still alive. Somewhere in the universe.
Well, I think because you just kind of faded out, like you were our producer for, it was just kind of a temporary thing. They were like, all right, Emmy can do everything. Just put Emmy in there after Ginger Justin left. And then you ended up moving into a bunch of different things and you were no longer in the studio. And it wasn't, we were like, Emmy, get out. It was just you were floating around all over the place. So many people were like, what's going on with Emmy? I need to hear Emmy Noms the Emmy Noms again, which is my tried and true favorite segment that you've ever done on the air. So you have been missed, and I'm sure a lot of people are happy to hear your voice.
Right. Well, not everybody can have such a dramatic exit as losing their job via game show.
True.
So I did just kind of get phased out. RIP Ginger Justin.
I know.
I'm so happy to hear that you guys have, you know, come this far. Congratulations again, James, on, you know, becoming a doctor. That's amazing. And congratulations to you, Allie, on all of your new opportunities. Like, I'm really excited. Both of you seem to be doing really well. And I really miss the show. I mean, we did so many fun things on the show, from like getting the candy corn CEO lady on.
Corn Con, yeah.
Who shaded me low-key. Right.
Did she shade you low-key?
Yes. She, in her letter that she wrote, she said that, like, I basically have trash taste because I don't like candy corn, to put it in short. I got some of my saltiness towards candy corn sorted out once they had some assorted flavors that weren't corn flavored. Who makes a corn flavored candy? It's like the same people that make circus peanuts.
All right,
like,
you're making this about candy corn. All right, this is about us leaving.
No, it can be about candy corn. I mean,
well, the good thing is that you can download the podcast if you want to relive Emmy eating granola bars while telling us about the Emmy nominations. You can listen to Emmy Noms, the Emmy Noms, and some previous episodes along with our Christmas special and many others. Emmy, we congratulate you on all the incredible things that you are doing. You are making big waves in the radio world, and you deserve it, and we love you, and ta-ta for now.
Well, thank you. It's not a goodbye. It's more of a see you later.
Exactly.
Kind of deal.
Exactly.
Exactly.
Aw, it's so nice hearing from people, especially Emmy. She was our best producer. Best
ever.
Best.
Never has there ever been a better producer for Drop the Subject than Emmy.
Never had to ask questions. Never needed clarification. She's clear. No. There's no mumbling.
Her hair's not purple. Like, it's fine.
Not anymore, actually. Yeah. Oh, we have another person on. Who the hell is this?
Hello, this is Ginger Justin.
Ginger Justin calling after all these months to wish us, I hope, good wishes. How the hell are you? I haven't seen you since you got fired.
I'm doing a little bit of this, a little bit of that. I unfortunately am not sure if the listeners remembered. I was supposed to be married by now.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah, one of those weird hetero weddings you hear about from time to time. We had to indefinitely postpone it. We sent out some really nice cards that said F COVID in really nice calligraphy. So my family really appreciated that.
Calligraphy makes everything better.
It's true.
Yeah.
Yes. Well, Ginger Justin is one of the only Gingers that we've allowed on the radio station, and rightly so. It's always been a pleasure working with you, Justin. Thanks for calling in and wishing us the best. Of course, it's sad that things like this must come to an end, but, I'm sure as a Ginger with no soul, you can see the future, and the future is bright.
For some more than others, I actually took the liberty of writing you guys some happy endings.
You did?
Oh, wow.
Well, go for it.
All right, I'll start with you, Allie. Allie, sure, Drop the Subject may be ending, but at least you're leaving the job on your own accord. Most people usually don't get to do that, especially me.
Oh, very good. Yeah, this is actually the only radio job that I have not been fired from, so that's a great point.
James, you came in at a crazy time and did such an amazing job. You absolutely killed it. Unfortunately, you may have also literally killed it.
Pretty much.
That's good stuff. Justin, Ginger Justin, who lost his job by losing a game on the air, but of course is on to greener pastures or gingerer pastures. Justin, all the best to you, man. Thanks for calling.
Drop the Subject, the new Channel Q.
Welcome back to Drop the Subject with Allie and James. It's a special episode. It is a sad episode. We've been saying goodbye all show long because, and I will tell Dr. Jen this, Dr. Jen's on with us, our favorite licensed psychotherapist that we talk to every week. Dr. Jen, this is our last show.
No.
Yeah.
Oh, I know. Like, I know you guys are doing great, amazing things elsewhere, but like, that's a bummer.
It is a bummer. It's something that both of us really would like to continue doing, and it's just really it's been harder and harder to deliver the show that we really want to deliver, and this show deserves 110%, and we are spreading ourselves very thin. I'm sure you do a million different things as well, so I'm sure you understand. And so we wanted to talk to you this week about how to say goodbye and coping with change.
Oh, that's so sad.
Like, surprise.
Now I have to process my feelings.
I know.
Too.
I'm sorry. We sprung it on you on the air.
I mean, look, the stages of grief and loss. Denial, anger, bargaining, depression, acceptance. It applies to our relationships, and it applies to people's relationships with the shows they watch, the people they listen to on the radio, because it's a very personal relationship. You're in people's cars, you're in their homes, you're in their ear, and there are a lot of people who listen to you guys and look forward to you who I'm sure are experiencing an enormous sense of loss right now and who are feeling like, you know, how am I going to meet that that need to connect with this kind of information, these wonderful personalities, this delivery system of the kind of information that I'm really interested in. And that's a loss for people. And it's also a loss at a time when we're particularly sensitive to loss. We've lost a lot of our normal freedoms. Like we were talking about before we were on the air, we've lost the ability to do a lot of the things that we used to take for granted, go inside a restaurant, have a drink, breathe all over each other, hug, all that sort of stuff. So it is a time of enormous loss. And I think that people, that your listeners are going to experience a lot of loss just kind of going through this with you guys during this difficult time.
I think it is, you know, it does feel that way. And I, the thing I keep thinking about is everyone says, you know, jokingly or not, like, oh, I can't handle one more thing in 2020. And not that we are maybe that substantive in people's lives that like, we're the last straw of 2020 for people. But I do think it, you know, this is a relationship, right?
And I do have to compliment Channel Q, because, you know, those that don't work in radio don't know this, but radio is particularly brutal about shows ending. And I could tell you 1,000 stories of literally hosts that went to go host their show and were locked out of the building and their key no longer worked, or yeah, where companies don't allow the host to say goodbye to their listeners. And I really want to compliment Channel Q that they are giving you the ability and the freedom to address this with your listeners, because so often in radio that doesn't happen. And it says a lot about the integrity of the company and their understanding of the relationship between listeners and hosts. And that's a really great thing, you know, that I have to compliment.
No, you make a good point. I mean, I've been in radio for a while now, and I will say the last two times that I went off of an airwave, I did not know that it was my last time. So it is nice to be able to say goodbye to, you know, at least this incarnation of the show. So, and of course, it's been so eye-opening, such a learning experience to talk to you every week. And I know that it is not goodbye, as James says. I know that we will all be, I'm sure, talking about all kinds of things having to do with this crazy world that we're living in. Sooner than we think. And in the meantime, you can follow Dr. Jen at Dr. Jen Man. Two N's on Jen, two N's on Man. Keep up with her. The Instagram posts that you do are always really inspiring and really informative. Awesome. And you can also pick up her book, The Relationship Fix, Dr. Jen's 6-step guide to improving communication, connection, and intimacy. It is something that I've used in my relationship, and I absolutely encourage anyone else to pick it up as well. Thank you, Dr. Jen. We love you.
Right back at you. And, you know, I look forward to the next time that we can all get together on the air, off the air. And, you know, you guys are amazingly talented hosts and just great people. Like, not only are you great on the air, but I adore you guys. And we will meet again in many forms.
Yeah.
Drop the Subject, the new Channel Q.
It is Drop the Subject. It is Allie. It is Dr. James Simmons. And it is the final show. We announced a little bit earlier that even though we would love to continue doing the show, it just is an impossibility for two people who are working already 12 to 14 hour days, as much as we love you. And another reason that this became very difficult to create and produce these shows was because you were also on The Price is Right. And I have not seen the episode yet because of stupid Hulu. It says it's not included in my subscription.
Damn you, Hulu.
And then, damn you, Hulu. You're so caught up in your stupid Huluween. Whatever.
Nice. And very good.
Then I couldn't watch on CBS app because you have to pay for the stupid app, and I've done all the free trials with every single email address known to man. So I don't know when I'm going to be able to see this, but tell me what happened, because I just saw your Instagram story and you are dancing next to a car. So what the hell?
Well, so I do think that there's, you know, maybe we'll have to post this, and maybe this will be one of the last things we post on the Drop the Subject blog. Someone has this. Someone uploads these on YouTube after every episode, because, you know, there's this like crazy Price is Right cult thing where these people like They like research the games and how to win and percentages and whatever. And one of those actually crazy theories helped me win. So, you know, I think we talked before about how it was like super safe and whatever, and how they brought me in there and they call you down. It's like, James Simmons, you're the next contestant on The Price is Right. It's wild, right?
There was a moment where you watch, because I have seen that part, where you run out and they're like, James Simmons, and you're like excited. And then something switches in your mind where you're like, I need to snap. And you just go from like excited to like, nope, snap, 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 snap. And then you like do a little turnaround and you're like, no, I need, this is my moment. I am taking my shot and I'm doing runway. And you did it. Runway. And then you went back into excited toe touches. It was just like, yeah, done.
Well, they tell you, they're like, there's no crowd. So we need you guys to make up for it. Like, we need you to be really, really big. And they're like, take your time coming out. You don't have to just run out. So I'm like, oh, well, if I have time, clearly I'm going to runway because that's what I do. And there, it's really funny. So The Price is Right tweeted that out. It was one of their first tweets. And they were like, and you thought people weren't going to be able to come on down. And it's a gif of me twirling and runwaying and whatever. I got so much hate on Twitter for that, though.
Why?
Because people were like, this guy is the exact reason that's what's wrong with humanity. He's such a showboater. It's not all about him. All this stuff. And they're like,
you're what's wrong with humanity after all this?
After
you're
all the this. One? Uh-huh. Oh, and they, you know, lots of people calling me the F word. And they're like, F words don't deserve to win. Price is Right. Like all this stuff. It was great. Oh, most of it was love. But, you know,
good
it's
for
Twitter.
Them for tweeting that out.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. The Price is Right was super cool. So that happened. And then I finally won. I finally bid something the right way, like a boxing thing or something. I don't know. It was wild. And I really wanted the model. I think that's why I bid correctly, because the model was so hot.
They have guy models now.
Yeah. Yeah. Devin Goda. You guys can look him up. I may not be obsessed. I may be obsessed. So I get up there and it's like, oh, my God, it's time to play for. And they're like, you know, we think you could get back and forth to your nursing job in a brand new car. And
what they kind of car was it?
And it was an Audi A3. An Audi. Usually they're like giving away a Kia or something,
Kia.
Right?
It's always a Kia.
It's right. And I was like, oh my or God, it's an Audi. So I am legit freaking out. I'm freaking out. And then I find out that the game I have to play from reading all these blogs is one of the hardest Price is Right games ever. Because, you know, there's like 800 Price is Right games. Well, this is one of the hardest games ever. It's called Cover Up. And you basically have like these numbers and they grow in sequence. And they're like, you match the, is the first number in the price of the car a one or a three? And you go with three. It's the second number in the price of the car, a five.
Yeah, that is a tough one because you have to get all of them right.
You have to get all of them right. But if you get one right,
you only have a couple mistakes.
You can go on to the next round. So you just have to get one right every time. So the first time I only got two right. The second time I got four numbers right. So it came down to, I had to get that very last number, but there's seven options. There's seven numbers to pick from. So I'm like, I don't know. Well, I remember reading one of these blogs and they're like, well, if the car has such and such package, the price always ends in a zero. So
it's,
I was
either
like,
a zero or nine usually.
Yeah. Well, they were like, if it doesn't have this package, it's a five or a two or I don't know, whatever. And my heart really did say zero. And the other people, the other contestants were screaming zero. So I grabbed that zero and I put it down. And it, I mean, it's classic. Drew Carey is like, okay, let's give it to him.
And then
pause,
it was like, ding, ding, ding,
pause,
ding.
Pause, ding, 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 ding.
And oh, then, my God.
Allie, I can't wait for you to see it.
Audi?
I lost my effing mind. I'm jumping all around. I'm like, my hand, you know, my gay ass hands are like flailing everywhere.
Oh,
like,
my
I
God.
Run over to the car. I'm like almost in tears. Like, it was insane. It was so much fun.
And then did you get to the showcase?
I got to the showcase. I was the biggest winner going into the showcase. So I got to the showcase. I passed on the first one. It was a Jetta, $5,000 and a trip to Sedona.
Jetta, get out of here.
So then the second showcase, it comes to me. It's a hot tub.
A hot tub?
Cleaning and handyman service once a week for a year.
Whoa.
And a BMW X1.
Oh. You and your husband have nice cars already.
We do. We're very blessed and fortunate and lucky, whatever. We have really nice cars already. So she bids, her name's Susan. She bids, and I was like, oh, that was a really, really good bid. And what I'm thinking is the price of the car plus the price of the hot tub plus the price of the cleaning. And what comes out of my mouth is what I think the price of the car is. Well, it was way, way, way too low. So the second that price came out, I knew. I was like, this is not even close. And it turns out she was only like $2,500 away from her price. I was $18,000 short of my. So she won, and Allie, she totally deserved it. This woman was like reading to dying patients of COVID in nursing homes this spring. She's like an assistant at a nursing home. She's an angel on earth. She deserves every single thing that happened to her. Like, I was so excited for her. You can see it on camera. I'm like jumping up and down and screaming for her because she deserved every little bit of it. I was so excited for her.
Oh, I can't believe it. When do you get the car?
It's sitting in my driveway right now.
It is?
It is.
You got it that quick?
The next day. It's wild. It was so wild. The next day.
Oh my God.
Is that
what
crazy?
A happy ending.
Yeah.
Can you believe it? Miracles do happen.
Oh, do they ever?
Drop the subject. The new Channel Q.
Drop the subject on Channel Q. Allie, have you been listening? We're not the new Channel Q anymore. We're just the Channel Q. I'm like, I don't even know what to do with myself.
Blasphemy.
I know. I'm all just right. going to say it anyway.
Cancel this show. We're starting all over again. It must be new again.
It must be new. I'm just going to say it for old time's sake because, you know, it's our last day. We get to do whatever we want. So welcome back to Drop the Subject on the new Channel Q, Dr. James Allie Johnson. And one of the things that we wanted to bring you, you know, everything as a thank you also to each other, right, was we kind of wanted to play some of our favorite clips. And in particular, like one of our favorite segments. So Allie decided that it was great for her to share my package with the world again. And this was also from early on with us together when we were back in the studio. I think this was like 2 days before we got sent home for COVID. It was right. We all knew it was coming. It was right there. And this is definitely one of my favorite segments with you, Allie, and with Jesse. He makes a guest appearance here. It is absolutely wild. This, ladies, gentlemen, and those who are so fabulous, we haven't come up with a name for you yet, is the Holly Hunter bagpipe.
Irish Holly Hunter with bagpipes.
With bagpipes, yes.
All right, we're on your St. Patrick's Day after all, and this is the only way to celebrate.
Can you do an Irish accent in Helen Hunt?
Oh.
Or Holly Hunter, sorry.
Holly Hunter as an Irish lady?
As an Irish lady.
Well, it's St. Patrick's Day, and I don't know how to do Holly Hunter without her Georgia accent.
I think this
well,
is
if
so
you
funny.
Could just stay inside, everyone, and get some corned beef and cabbage.
There you go.
That would be a good time for you.
Thanks, Holly. Holly Hunter's here, everybody.
Oh, thank you so much.
On Drop the Subject. That was good, Holly.
I just want you all to be safe out there, or in there,
now
rather.
Holly sounds like Maggie Smith. She got old real fast.
I know. I think she's withering away and dying.
Oh, all right. Poor Holly.
It is St. Patrick's Day. Of course, a lot of you will not be able to get S-faced at the bars as you normally planned. But if you're smart, like me, you picked up some Irish beer earlier in the week or over the weekend, and you can enjoy a nice tipple at home, or you can stop by. What in the hell is happening?
Okay.
Jesse has just taken out a wee flute and begun playing a jig.
That creature dying in the background that you just heard.
Was that Holly Hunter?
It was not
what
Holly Hunter dying.
In
it
was God's name was that?
Jesse pulling out a recorder.
It's a practice bagpipe.
Yep. Turn your mic on, bud.
Okay. Yeah, you got to turn your mic on.
There you go.
Okay, wait. Will you play I want you to play a little bit of that. Okay. So that is a practice bagpipe.
To be fair, I've only had two lessons.
Okay,
like
so
a
you,
year ago.
You're
hold
actually
on a minute.
Taking lessons.
I did for two times.
So you took two bagpipe lessons and
yes.
then quit?
Kind of, yeah.
Was this a Groupon?
No.
Oh, excellent question.
It was like, I thought.
For sure a Groupon. It's okay. You don't have to lie. We all use Groupon, buddy.
And then
it's
I went paintballing.
After I got a massage.
Yeah. So let's hear your late. So what, is this a specific song?
No, it's just a hand exercise.
This is just
I don't know.
Baby Got Back.
I can kind of hear it.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. She was like, right. It's just so big.
My anaconda don't want... Can we do that in an Irish? My anaconda don't want to.
Unless you've got buns, hon. Okay, well, this really went off the rails.
Completely took a turn.
I find it.
I am very excited and very happy that you brought that in. I think we should do song requests throughout the show.
Yeah, please.
If you want Jesse to play something on his little bagpipe, which, to be clear, we'll throw up a picture on Instagram and Twitter because you need to see this thing. It's literally just a stick that has holes in it.
Allie, if you can be real, real careful talking about Jesse's little bagpipe.
Oh, okay. Sorry.
It's
missing the bag that's supposed... Okay, that's, never mind.
Goes with the pipe. If you'd like to see pictures of Jess's bagpipe...
Okay.
By all means.
His very skinny... Okay, you know what? I'm done talking about the bagpipe.
At DTS Show, by the way, for requests and pictures of Jesse's bagpipe.
Drop the subject. The new Channel Q.
And it has come to this.
You're kidding. All right. So you guys have a great weekend. We'll see you next week.
See you Monday.
Hey, bye.
It's weird because I kind of already knew that this was coming this week, obviously. And there were so many things that I thought of that I was like, oh, that'll be so great to tell James, or that'll be so great to do on Drop the Subject. And then there was that moment of, oh, that's not going to be happening. But we will not leave you on a sad note, because if you just cannot get enough, you can hear both of our voices in different places. Absolutely. Obviously, I'm doing mornings on KROQ. That's 106.7 in Los Angeles. And it's also on in the Bay Area at Alt 105.3, my former stomping ground. We're on in 103.7 in Dallas. I know we got a lot of people in Texas that listen. And in Kansas City on 96.5, Alt 96.5. So, and of course, you can also listen anywhere on radio.com. And then, James, you have been doing a lot of appearances. So why don't you share where you're doing those and also what exciting things you have on the horizon at Channel Q?
Yeah, well, thank you, Ali. No, I'm kidding. So listen, I do a lot. This is how this whole thing started. I started on the morning show I think it was Jay and Michaela at the time. They brought me in just to talk health stuff. This was pre-COVID. And this is kind of my shtick. It's kind of my thing. And it turned into hosting a show with you. But I still do that a lot. And I do it kind of on other radio stations sometimes, don't tell, and TV and whatever. So if you... This is not a plug to get like more followers, but just I do so many and it's kind of
thing to just follow you
all over the place. Yeah. Just follow me at AskTheNP, particularly on Instagram. That's where I'm the most active, if you will. But the exciting thing about Channel Q is, you know, neither Allie and I are leaving the family necessarily. We're just not doing Drop the Subject and we're not doing it in a full time basis. But what I am super excited about the opportunity to do is have a slightly more health focused show, kind of health and hot topics, that is going to be here on Channel Q. You can also download it as a podcast, and it's going to be once a week. And
yay!
A lot of me, a little bit of Allie sometimes. We're going to have some celebrity interviews. We're going to have people like Dr. John is going to come back around. We're going to have some folks that have been, that you've heard on Drop the Subject, are going to pop in now and then. So it's just going to be once a week. And it's really going to be all about y'all. So there's definitely going to be an actual Ask the NP segment or two or three where I'm answering your questions, because y'all really do get at me in my DMs. And I usually just answer them in the DMs. Well, now we have a platform, a podcast / nationally syndicated talk radio program, to talk about your questions. So at Ask the NP. It's going to start probably in a week or two. That's still a little bit flexible, but just keep your ears and eyes and everything open. Turn on your notifications and it'll be a lot of fun.
Yay. I'm so happy for you, James. You absolutely deserve it. You deserve that Audi too. And sometimes Allie's also deserve to ride in the backseat every once in a while.
One time. Just okay, once. Just one.
I will bring my own car seat. So keep your eyes peeled for that. Obviously, yes, I will still be attached to Channel Q as well. I'm not going anywhere. It's just going to be on a more, it's not on a full-time basis, as James said, because, you know, like we said earlier, we're just extreme, you know, we're just, it's overwhelming. It's a lot. And, you know, I'm overwhelmed now just thinking about not coming back on the air on Monday. It's a real bummer, and it sucks that it has to be this way. But I have had a blast. I have learned so much about myself. I've learned so much from you, James, and from Jarrett, and from all of you that I've had the pleasure of sharing the air with. Shar, Clayton, everybody, Dr. John, Dr. Jen. I mean, it's just been the time and the energy that everyone has given to this show to make it great and to make it memorable and to provide our listeners with something really special. I'm never going to forget that. And I'm not going to say goodbye because I know that it's a to be continued situation. It's going to be another incarnation of something else, an incarnation rather. But thank you.
Carnation works too.
Yeah, okay. And you can follow me if you like at Your Allie Johnson to keep updated with stuff that I've got going on, and also follow Channel Q at We Are Channel Q, so that anytime that James and I are contributing, you will know and you can hear about it and you can participate. We love you. Get at us at our Instagram as well. I believe Jesse said that it's going to turn into a page just for Karen the kitten for now. So if you wanted to follow another Catstagram, like, go for it. Why at not? DTS Show. That's what we're doing. And love all of you. Ta-ta for now.
Drop the Subject. The new Channel Q.